This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Newly appointed Finance Minister Sharma approves 5 billion rupees for vaccine purchase. ECAN calls government to use educational service fees for cause of students, and death toll in South Africa rises to 72 as violence continues across the country. The government has provided rupees 5 billion to the Ministry of Health and Population for the purchase of coronavirus vaccine. Newly appointed Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has decided to provide rupees 5 billion to the Ministry of Health and Population for the purchase of vaccine against coronavirus after taking office. The government, led by Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba on Tuesday, made the first decision to ensure vaccination against coronavirus to all citizens. The government has set a target of vaccinating one-third of the population by mid-September and all by mid-April. Inadequate supply of vaccine has affected the vaccination campaign in Nepal. The cabinet meeting held on Tuesday evening had decided to start providing risk allowance to the health workers, security personnel and cleaning workers on the front line during the pandemic this year. Educational Consultancy Association of Nepal, ECAN, has called for managing the amount paid by the students for abroad studies as the educational service charge in the interest of students. Nepali students going for abroad are obliged to pay 2% of the tuition fees they deposit in foreign educational institutions to the Nepal government. The government had announced to refund the students unable to travel to the foreign educational institutions with various reasons. The ECAN General Secretary Deepak Raj Bhusal, in a press statement today, said they are happy that the announcement will be implemented from the new fiscal year. Vehicular movement has resumed on the Kodari Road section along the Orniko Highway. The rain-triggered floods and landslide had disrupted the road section. Engineer of Division Road Office Dolakha Govinder Dumari said a temporary track has been placed to open the road, to open the disrupted road section. Two corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke district. According to District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Banke's corona focal person Tej Oli, a 63-year-old man from Thakur Baba Municipality 4 and a 65-year-old man from Rajapur Municipality 10 died of coronavirus infection. The weather is predicted to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning likely to occur at few places of the province 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Sudur Paschim province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The death toll in South Africa has risen to 72 as violence continues across the country following the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma. Crowds, looting and setting alight shopping centers clashed with police in several cities on Tuesday. A day earlier, 10 people were killed in a stampede during looting at a shopping center in Soweto. The military have been deployed to help police overstretched since the unrest began last week. Some 17 people have died after a hotel collapse in the eastern Chinese city of Suzhou. After 36 hours of search operation, rescue workers found 23 people buried in the rubble, six of whom were found alive. According to Global Times, a preliminary investigation found the collapse was caused by the owner altering the structure of the building. The building is said to have undergone frequent renovations in recent years. One man has died during a rare anti-government demonstrations in Cuba that have been shaken the island in recent days. A 36-year-old man died in suburb of Havana on Monday during a clash between protesters and police. According to the Interior Ministry, he was a part of a group that attacked a government facility, but witnesses say the security forces attacked people who had taken to the streets to protest. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Newly appointed Finance Minister Sharma approves 5 billion rupees for vaccine purchase. ECAN calls government to use educational service fees for cause of students. And death toll in South Africa rises to 72 as violence continues across the country. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.